Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our risen and living Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The word of God, which we receive with grateful hearts this morning, is from the first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 13, verse 13. And now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. The Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco, California, is considered one of the wonders of the modern world. It's over a mile and a half long, and the tips of its towers are 750 feet above the water. It took more than 2,000 men working for 14 years to build it. But when they were done, they had something that was strong and beautiful and enduring. Our text this morning reminds us that love, when it's built right, is even stronger, even more beautiful, and even more enduring. Paul reminds us that when everything else may fade away, love endures. It took time and patience, hard work and sacrifice to build that bridge. In the same way, love is built little by little over many years with patience and with forgiveness. There are usually mistakes and setbacks, failures and successes, but slowly over the years, something enduring and beautiful is created. Bridging the gap not between two land masses, but bridging the gap that naturally exists between people, and bringing husbands and wives, parents and children, siblings and friends closer together. How many such bridges did Deb build in her 71 years? Connections that were strong and enduring. Bridges that still remain, even when she is temporarily gone from us. Love endures even after she is gone. And it's a testament to the strength and resilience of her love and your love for her that you now are in pain and suffering. It's because of the strength of that love that her loss is felt so greatly. No one knows that better than our Savior Jesus Christ and our Father and God our Father. If pain is a measure of the greatness of love, then surely there is no love greater than that which he had for us, which caused him to send his son, and which caused his son to come down and to suffer and endure a cross and hell in our place. Which caused him to do that for Deb. As the Apostle John reminds us, God so loved the world, this is how much he loved us, that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And again, Paul reminds us in Romans 5:8, God demonstrated his love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. In our text, Paul reminds us that the greatest of these is love. And the greatest love is the love that God our Father and Jesus Christ had for us while we were still sinners. It is that love for sinners that Deborah herself knew and trusted in. Our love for each other is not always what it ought to be. It's not always as strong and forgiving as it should be. But God's love for us is from everlasting to everlasting. There's a special Hebrew word which captures this love for us. Chesed. The everlasting, ever-enduring love of God. As the prophet Isaiah reminds us in Isaiah 54:10, the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my chesed, my love, shall never depart from you, nor shall my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has mercy on you. This is the love which created Deborah. This is the love which redeemed her. This is the love which watched over her and kept her in this life, and this is the love that took her home, away from sorrow and suffering, to be with him. Deborah's obituary reminded us of how much she loved her grandchildren. And because we love our children and grandchildren, we often call them innocent, more so when they're sleeping, but even sometimes when they're awake. We call them innocent not because we believe them to be without fault or problems, but because in our great love for them, we overlook their faults, and they are beautiful to us. Once again, God's love is greater than ours. Even as we call our children innocent out of love for them, so God has called us innocent out of his love for us. We remember the prophet Balaam, how God, through the prophet of Balaam, looked upon the children of Israel, who did nothing but whine and complain and sin against God. And yet God says of them, he has not observed iniquity in Jacob, nor has he seen wickedness in Israel. This is the same love which God had for Deborah, which called her innocent and righteous and justified through the death of Jesus Christ. I know of no fault or sin of Deborah's, and those of you who knew her better may know of some. But regardless, that's not why she was innocent. She was declared righteous before God because his love sent his son to die for her. Because of his great love, he washed away her sin in her baptism, made her a child of God. And because of this love, we know that she is now with her Savior, that she is not gone, but at home and at rest in heaven. He died for her so that she might live with him forever. When everything else fails, God's love endures. It is God's love which redeemed Deborah from sin. It is God's love that watched over her, and it is God's love which has taken her away from all sorrow, sickness, and pain. And it's that same love of God which will now comfort and strengthen you until you are reunited with her in his heavenly kingdom. It's a very sad truth that even the Golden Gate Bridge, as strong as it is, will one day fail. But it's a greater and more beautiful truth that God's love will never fail. Now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. And the greatest love is the love that God holds for us. Isaiah 51:6. Lift up your eyes to the heavens and look on the earth beneath. For the heavens will vanish away like smoke. The earth will grow old like a garment, and those who dwell in it will die in like manner. But my salvation will be forever, and my righteousness will not be abolished. The love of God remains. Amen.